Good morning. Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Megan Niederwerter, Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. And she will be updating us on a new biosecurity project from our wean to harvest. Dr. Megan?
Today, we're going to be talking about a novel technology for airborne pathogen transmission called electrostatic precipitation. And this project to really investigate novel technology was part of our Wean to Harvest Biosecurity Research Program. This was a program that was formed in collaboration between the Swine Health Information Center, the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research, and the Pork Checkoff to really investigate novel tools and technologies and generate new information for how biosecurity could be applied not only on the nursery, but on the grow finish facilities, as well as at the harvest plant. We really wanted a comprehensive approach for how biosecurity technologies could be cost effective and applied to those post-weaning phases of swine production. When we think about wean to harvest, we really think about these post-weaning phases of production in that traditionally there's been less investment for biosecurity when compared to the sow farm or the boar stud. But we know that those populations of pigs can serve as not only disease vectors, but can have production impacts from diseases at that level. And we really wanted to think about how we could develop cost-effective technologies that could be applied at the farm level, really almost immediately, to improve biosecurity in those populations. When we think about this program, we not only wanted to think about bioexclusion, which really considers keeping disease off the farm, but we wanted to think about biocontainment, or how do we keep disease on the farm post-outbreak to really protect neighboring farms in the region, as well as thinking about transportation biosecurity. So stopping pathogen transmission from points of concentration, such as the harvest plant, back to the farm. This was a $2.5 million research program. It had both 13 site projects as well as 11 transportation projects. So really a robust program to develop new knowledge with regards to biosecurity in these populations. The ESP study, or electrostatic precipitation study, really had a goal to look at this as a potential novel technology to reduce airborne pathogen risk from entering the farm as well as exiting the farm. And when we think about the gold standard with regards to airborne pathogens, we have to think about filtration. That's really considered the gold standard. And so what these investigators wanted to do at the University of Minnesota, led by Dr. Monsi Torre-Morell, was to compare the ESP technology to filtration. Now, how does ESP work? What it does is as the air goes through the tunnel, it ionizes particles and removes those particles via grounded collector plates. And so it doesn't go through a filter, but instead those particles are ionized and removed from the air. It's really shown to be an effective tool in other industries, but it's a fairly new technology when we think about the swine farm. The investigators really wanted to develop this ESP prototype with the goal of installation and use on the swine farm to evaluate its general performance. So how does it reduce the particles, but also how does it prevent viruses such as PRRS from entering the farm? They also wanted to investigate how it could resist the farm environment, work, of course, in a dust-filled environment, and understand what would be the needs for scalability and commercialization of this technology. Overall, it was highly effective at removing particles with a removal efficiency of over 99% for PRRS virus. However, there are some challenges with regards to commercial feasibility and scalability, and investigations into this technology continue for on-farm application.